biblical understanding. Sometimes the most foundational, even elementary topics can be difficult to understand. Welcome to Transforming Conversations with Pastor Rock Dilliman. With over 30 years in ministry, preaching, and biblical study, Pastor Rock discusses biblical topics that bring them into a fresh new light that is easy to understand and apply to our lives.
Well, good evening, and welcome to this first live recording of Transforming Conversation. Pastor Rock, thank you for your time, as
always.
Good
to be here.
And
I was going to be here anyhow.
Transforming Conversations is a time where Pastor Rock sits down with me and we go over some scripture or some biblical concepts that may be a little more difficult to understand if you're anything like me. And so tonight we want to look at a passage in John, if that's all right with you, sir.
That's fine. I'm used to giving you, or you giving me, high, hard, and inside rather than soft lobs. So I'll be interested to see what you have for me tonight.
Well, this is taken out of John chapter 15, verses 2 through 6. And it reads, "He cuts off every branch that is in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, and I also will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like the branches that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire and burned." The part of this scripture, Pastor Rock, that really concerns me is the very first line of this. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit. Now, I know in my own life, and maybe you feel the same, sometimes we just don't seem like we're very fruitful, or we don't produce much. How does this apply when we don't feel like we're producing fruit? Is it a time of worry? Is it a time of fret or concern? I'd like a little
I bet
help
you
with
would.
This.
All right. Well, let me first of all lift it out of the individual application. Because there are many biblical passages, if you take them primarily as for individuals rather than for broader context, you're probably got to interpret them incorrectly. So let me back up and set some context.
Sure.
Israel was often in the Old Testament likened to a vine. In fact, in Jesus' day, if you were to enter into the temple, over the gate into the temple, there was this humongous gold vine with gold clusters of grapes the size of a man that marked the entrance into the temple. And that's because in the Old Testament, God frequently in various places likens Israel to his vine. Now, by that, he meant that if you were going to come to know God and come to know God's truth, that knowledge, that faith would come to you through the Jewish people. Because they were the only ones to whom he had revealed his truth. The descendants of Abraham were instructed by God so that they could instruct others. That was the essence of the Old Covenant. So in the Old Covenant, Israel was the vine. If you wanted to be hooked up to God, if you wanted to be connected to God, have life in God, you would need to seek out a descendant of Abraham to teach you about God, to teach you the truths of God, to share the prophetic writings of God, to instruct you in the sacrifices and the observances of people of faith. So Israel had been the vine. Now, just prior to the words Jesus said there, he had instituted the Last Supper. And in the Last Supper, you'll remember, he said, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood." So now the new covenant was replacing the old. In the new covenant, Israel as a nation would not be the vine. Jesus is the vine.
Right.
And his followers are the branches. So today in the new covenant, if you want to be hooked up with God, if you want to be united with God, you have to come to Jesus. There is no other name given under heaven whereby men must be saved. So Jesus was replacing Israel as the vine. Now, that was very hard for many in Israel to accept, especially the Pharisees and those who had invested their whole life in the old system. When you've invested your whole life in one way of doing things, and then Jesus steps on the scene and announces, now it's all changing.
Right.
Very threatening. Oh, again, yeah. You can see why they resisted him, why they eventually crucified him. Because he was just turning everything upside down. All their acquired expertise meant nothing. Now it was do-over, start all over in the new covenant. So today, he who doesn't have Christ doesn't have life. So the context, Jesus is instructing his disciples, if you're going to produce the fruit I desire, that will no longer come from the old covenant. That will come from being united with me in the new covenant.
You have to be a part of the new covenant.
You have to be a part of the new covenant through the new birth and Christ in you and you in Christ. Otherwise, it will be impossible for you to produce the kind of fruit that God desires. So Jesus is first and foremost speaking to Jewish men and reminding them, guys, you can't hold on to the Judaism you've known all your life. You can't go back to it.
Right.
That vine is done. The new vine has come. Only in me can you produce fruit. Therefore, from this day forward, any religious activity that is done that isn't grounded in me will be seen as unfruitful, and I'll cut that off.
Right.
Now, the disciples were in him. You notice he said, you're cleansed already, I believe he said, by my word. They were probably thinking, well, can we bring forth fruit? And he was reminding them, yes, you can, because you're hooked up with me,
right,
the living vine. But he also was aware, I believe, of the fact that in the Old Testament, in the Old Covenant, in the book of Leviticus, whenever a fruit tree was planted, God forbid that anybody would eat the fruit for the first 3 years. It was considered unclean. Then only in the fourth year was it declared unto the Lord and clean to eat. Now, the disciples had been with Jesus how long? 3 years.
3 years.
They had received his word. They were in a position. He was saying, guys, don't worry. You're in a position. You've received my word. You're in a position to bear this kind of fruit. You're not in danger of being cut off. And later in the New Testament, in the book of Hebrews, we find God speaking to Jewish people and saying, you can't go back to the old covenant. There's nothing there.
Right.
There's no sacrifice for sins. There's nothing there. You have to press on into the new. Well, in John 15, Jesus is essentially saying the same thing. Guys, if you've got to be a part of what I'm doing now in the new covenant, and if you've got to produce fruit, then you've got to be connected with me.
Right.
So any religious system that doesn't come from me, I will cut it off. He wasn't trying to say to a new covenant believer, boy, if you haven't produced a lot of fruit, I'm kicking you out.
And that begs my next question. What is fruit? In today's day and age, what can we consider fruit? You know, because a lot of times, a lot of people, including myself, we have a hard time witnessing. We have a hard time going out. And I equate fruit with bringing folks into the kingdom.
That's a very narrow definition. Fruitfulness, I believe, is nothing more than being obedient to and devoted to God. And when you're being obedient to God and devoted to God, all the things you do that are prompted by God's Spirit, that are fall within the guidelines of Scripture, all of those things are fruit. They're all the result of being hooked up to the vine.
Just walking in obedience.
Walking in obedience, because if you aren't connected to Jesus, the living vine, you can't do those things.
Right.
Not in a way that matters to God.
Exactly.
But if you're hooked up to Jesus and you're following his word and you're being obedient, whether you're an evangelist preaching to millions or a homemaker raising your children for the Lord, you're producing
Amen.
Fruit. So it's much broader than just bringing somebody to Jesus. That's one type of fruit.
Right.
But just as in nature, there's all kinds of fruit.
Now, this is basically, we can go on for another 20 minutes. I got
no,
800
more tonight.
Okay, I'll let you do that. But the transforming conversation, thank you. And that really does clear up. And usually I don't give Pastor Rock any clue of what we're going to be talking about. And these kind of things come up. And they are very enlightening.
And sometimes you shift on me mid-conversation.
So please, you can find us on the website. If you go to the ministries, you go to Transforming Conversations. We have about 12 of them in queue now. Everything from grace, sanctification, and now this will be on. So thank you for your time, sir. I appreciate
it. Thank you, Greg.
And thank you for joining us in the first live Transforming Conversation.